Whether you're looking for advice on health, relationships, balance in your life, money, or for your spirit, you're at the right spot. It's time now for Connect with Kimberly Reed. And here's your host, Kimberly Reed.
And welcome back. Today is Wellness Day here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show, and I'm actually in studio. I braved the highways today, and I'm feeling much better for those of you who have been asking about me. I appreciate your concern for me, and I'm getting back in the saddle, so really appreciate your prayers and your vibes and your healing healing intentions that you have been sending my way. I think it was just my body's way of saying I must rest and be near home for a little while, and I'm always thankful for those reminders that I am human, and there are times where we just need to take care of ourselves more than we normally do, and it's just a great reminder. As I've talked about before, the time to put on your oxygen mask and take care of yourself is always primo supremo, because you have to be breathing, you have to be healthy, you have to take care of yourself before you can truly take care of others, and that goes to all parts of healthy living. You know, if you really want to love somebody, you've really got to love yourself first. And one of the ways that we can do that in loving ourselves is really providing ourselves the most optimum nutrition, and to provide that optimum health and that optimum energy is what are we putting into our temples? Are we conscious about that, or are we unconscious about that? Are we just going through the motions, well, it's been 3 hours, I should eat? Or are we going, gosh, I get to feed my body nutritious food. I have that opportunity because I live in a great state that has so much fresh produce, or I get to go to the farmer's market where it's a little fresher than being shipped, you know, across the country in grocery stores. Am I eating the fruits that are available in that season in my area, or is it being shipped halfway across the world? I mean, these are conscious questions that you can be asking yourself when you feed your body. And today we have the privilege of hearing from Dr. Mansourian, who has been, of course, an amazing sponsor on our show and has kept this show on the air and kept valuable content coming to you. And today he's going to be talking about one way that we are perhaps harming ourselves or making a good choice, depending on which way you are choosing to nourish your body. We're actually going to be talking about the effects of soda today. And Dr. Mansourian, of course, he received his bachelor's degree in science and the cell and molecular biology from California State University in Northridge, just right in our own backyard here from Ventura County. And his dental education was completed at Northwestern University in Chicago, where he got his DDS, his Doctorate of Dental Surgery. He's also received additional training in advanced education in general dentistry residency program at UCLA, where he is still, after, 10 years as a part-time member of the clinical faculty at UCLA School of Dentistry. He's also a member of good standing in American Dental Association, and California Dental Association, Santa Barbara Ventura Dental Society, and the Academy of Dental Dentistry. They provide the gentlest, most confident touch in all of Ventura County that I have certainly been to. They're knowledgeable, they're professional, and they're friendly and so very kind. They lead and serve from the heart. Is Dr. Mansourian with us?
Not yet.
We have Krista Vanalis, the office manager, on the line with us, holding the line, because they are a little busy today over there at the office. And so, Krista, you gave a presentation this morning, real briefly, about the effects of soda. And just tell folks how many grams or how many tablespoons of sugar are in a single soda.
Yeah, I had brought a visual this morning to one of our referral meetings here, and, you know, in a 20-ounce bottle of soda, you get 17 teaspoons of sugar. So I actually had an empty container and just filled it with that 17 teaspoons of sugar and put a straw in it to have that good visual, just to show you how much sugar you're actually ingesting when you do down regular
17
soda.
17 teaspoons of sugar. That is unbelievable. And that, and most, a lot of people drink 1, 2, 3 of those a day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we wonder why we have diabetes running rampant in our country. and obesity and all kinds of crazy cool stuff, huh?
That is so true. It does play a huge factor there, and just the fact of anything carbonated, you know, acts like battery acid on the enamel. So that's something to think about as well, on top of the sugar content.
Well, and I used to do osteoporosis education, and sodas actually leach calcium out of the bones. And since our teeth are essentially bones and need full calcium, that makes perfect sense that it would weaken the teeth, not only from the soda, the phosphorus in it, but also from the sugar standpoint and cavities and ugh.
That is correct.
Ugh.
You know, just vitamin waters, or, you know, I have several studies on caramel frappuccinos, or, you know, there's just a multitude of items that you wouldn't think would have that much sugar, but they do.
It's and tell us what else can occur when sugar actually that much sugar hits the teeth and gums.
If you're not being part of a routine cleaning or a hygiene patient, as we call them here in the office, then, you know, what it does essentially is it sets on that teeth and on your teeth and acts like battery acid, as I said before. But, you know, it does erode the enamel, and eventually, whether it's in between the tooth or on the surface of the teeth, you do get, you know, dental cavities. And that long term obviously can destroy a tooth if not taken care of.
Mm. Doesn't sound too healthy. And then once we get those degeneration, really is what it is, on the tooth, when we get cavities, that can also erode away the gums. It can actually cause disease in the body when we have that decay in our mouth, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely goes long-term and much deeper than many, many people think. So just having a cavity in your mouth, you know, if you want to think about it, is bacteria sitting there. So, and bacteria doesn't sleep. So it's constantly working and eroding the tooth, eroding it's eating or feeding off the tooth. So, yeah, that's not something you want sitting in there long-term, for sure.
I actually once heard you call it critters in your gums.
Yeah.
Like termites.
Right.
Oy. Do you want termites in your mouth, folks?
Yeah. No. And Dr. Mansourian's amazing with his analogies. He will, you know, talk often about whether tartar is barnacles on a boat, or he'll say termites in your foundation. So analogies like that help bring it home for each of us.
Well, you know, since most of us are visual learners, the word picture is very, very strong in getting the point across.
definitely. And I actually have the doctor himself here ready.
Oh, he's ready. I was just about to give some more of your background, because you have a wealth of information. Even though you are the acting office manager, you have had a long history in the dental health sciences, if you will, and have been a constant growth in your career. And it's really been the only job you've actually had in your whole life, right?
That is correct. It's
been in
12 years
in the dental sciences. So, well, Krista, thank you for being the first half of our interview for Dr. Mansourian, and have a wonderful day, my friend. You are a bright, sunshiny, glowy person in my life, and definitely one of the sheroes. So thank you for making a difference in the
thank
lives
you
of
so
others.
Much, Kimberly. Feeling is mutual.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so now we have Dr. Mansourian.
Hello.
There you are.
Sorry about the delay.
You had a little pitch hitter going on. So we've been talking about the effects of soda in the mouth and how it can cause cavities and decay and more bacteria that never sleep, and, oh, how it affects the entire body.
Stuff.
It's super scary, and it can all go away with really smart choices.
Exactly. Did Krista talk about how the soda consumption has significantly increased? Or not yet?
Not yet. You're on it.
That's the scary part, because nowadays, who gets cavities is mostly kids and teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a study done that was looking at 12-year-old to 19-year-old kids, the juicy part of the teenage years,
mm-hmm.
that the amount of soda consumption almost like quadrupled.
Quadrupled from when?
To where we are right now.
From the 1970s to where we are now, it's quadrupled?
Right. And actually exactly quadruple. And on the same time, they had the same study found that the amount of milk consumption decreased by about 100%.
Wow.
So people drinking less milk, at least the kids are, which has less calcium to protect your teeth, and drinking more soda, which has a lot of sugar and acid.
Wow.
So it's getting double negative effect on their teeth.
When I was a kid, and we hardly ever had soda, and I mean, once or twice a month, my parents would go grocery shopping. They bought 4 gallons of whole milk, and you know, for a family of four, and that's, I mean, we had water, we had Kool-Aid occasionally, and we had milk. I mean,
right.
and occasionally some juice, and that was about it.
Right, and the soft drinks that people, the kids drink right now, I mean, you got to look at the big picture. I mean, we just talk about, I'm a dentist, so we always talk about the teeth and cavities, but as far as obesity has significantly increased since the 70s again. And, I mean, I have a stat here that's pretty scary, that this is about 20% of all young adults around age 12 to 19, again, are obese, compared to, like, only 2 to 3% about 30 years ago.
Wow.
And that has to do with a lot of, again, soda consumption has a lot to do with it just because it gives you a lot of calories.
Well, empty calories, too. There's absolutely zero nutrition in that.
Exactly. And kids are exercising less nowadays. That's another thing they found out, that kids are doing, it says only about 30% of children attend daily physical education classes. So you exercise less, which means you burn less calories, and you eat more, especially the bad stuff. And you tend to gain weight, and then...
So we're really setting our kids up for failure here.
Exactly, and we see that on a daily basis. You won't believe how many patients we have that they bring their kids, and they're relatively young, that they have a lot of cavities. Now, we talk about soda, and we made the soda to be this evil thing. What's actually a little bit worse than soda is sports drinks, like Gatorade, those Red Bulls, all of that stuff. Because... the reason for that is a lot of the kids, first of all, are in sports nowadays, too. They're doing football, soccer, baseball, what have you, and they tend to drink these things.
They drink them all day long, not just when they're out
on
the field.
Another thing, they drink them all day long, and there was a lot of studies that show that a type of acid that is in the sports drinks tends to stay in the mouth longer and eats away the enamel more, so... You see on a lot of people, even on adults who get to do a lot of athletic work, they tend to drink sports drinks, and you see a lot of enamel wear on their teeth.
Well, and it's probably one thing if you're out there sweating like crazy, you know, working out, you know, in the middle of summer, and to sweat those things out versus just drinking them all day long, whether you're indoors, you're outdoors, whether you're active or not.
Exactly. It's the constant exposure to the acid that causes problems. Just imagine, like, you put a sugar cube in a glass of water, how it melts. That's exactly what's happening to enamel when you're drinking a lot of soda, a lot of acidic drinks.
Kind of like the witch on Wizard of Oz, I'm melting.
You know, exactly. If your enamel could talk, there'll be a lot of conversation in the mouth. I mean, one thing that I'm reaching the conclusion, and it's a common fact, is that everything in moderation is okay. I'm not saying cut soda, cold turkey, or sports drink, because there are a lot of studies that show eating a lot of apples, a lot of orange juice. Orange juice is actually very bad, too, if you just people who drink a lot of orange juice, or kids who drink a lot of orange juice, it's just as bad as soda, if not worse, because it's very acidic, and the type of acid stays in the mouth a lot, long time, and it causes enamel erosion. Grapefruit juice is horrendous.
Grapefruit juice, pure sugar, pretty much.
Right.
Too, yeah.
So I mean.
Well, and it really, we're talking with Dr. Mansourian here, our resident dentist, and we're speaking about the effects of what we drink on our teeth and on our enamel and our gums and the bacteria and decay and all of that, and how it causes disease in the body, here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. And so we are here on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ. But let's talk some more, Dr. Mansourian, right after your commercial, and let's really talk about how this also affects the body. I know it definitely affects obesity and different things, but are there any other diseases that the bacteria and the decay are causing on the body? When we return here again on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple clean and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show, and a great song, so as always, by to our producer and engineer Tom Spence. We are talking today with Dr. Mansourian and the effects of sugary drinks, both the quote-unquote healthy fruit drinks and the not-so sodas. So, Dr. Mansourian, before we went on break, what other diseases from the mouth are caused in the body when we have these high bacteria, high sugar, high decay happening in our mouth?
Okay, well, first we could talk about the overall picture that the high, as you called it, even empty calorie intake causes obesity. And obesity by itself has secondary problems, which leads to having being at increased risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, which is on significant rise in this country, and arthritis-related disabilities, and also even cancer. So all of that comes from excessive calorie intake and obesity. And what happens in the mouth, because everything starts in the mouth, is that increased calorie, especially with bad sodas and things that have a lot of sugar and they're acidic, they increase the bacteria in your mouth, all the cavity-causing bacteria. And the cavity-causing bacteria, they eat away your teeth, and they could also contribute to secondary kind of bacteria, which are gum disease bacteria, which could go into your blood system and, again, cause secondary heart problems, lung problems, and even contribute to metabolic disease like diabetes.
Well, that's no good for anybody. And the thought that came to my mind is that some people would say, well, it's my body, I'll drink and do whatever I want. But when you really look at the larger picture, are you the primary income earner for your household? And if people are dependent on you, not only for the income for the household, but also for the relationship with you, how is that going to degrade that over time if you've got cancer, heart disease, diabetes?
Exactly. You know, right now, I do remember over the weekend, they're talking about government shutdown over the budget issue, that there's not money for anything. So I have some stats here that are interesting. It says healthcare spending is expected to rise by about 25% by 2030. And it says due to the aging of American population, the chronic diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, things like that, are responsible for more than 75% of the healthcare cost, which is significant.
75%.
It's all because of the chronic diseases.
And most of this can be avoided by eating healthier?
A lot of it, yes. I mean, look, there's another thing. It's cost of disease, in which diet and inactivity are major contributions, which is cancer is number one, costs $219 billion. Diabetes costs $174 billion. Heart disease, $156 billion. I mean, you could go on and on. And you add these up, these are all billions.
Billions with a B, folks.
Billions with a B. So you add these up, you're about $500 trillion just in because we're fat.
Craziness. So we need to be eating whole foods, because the juice, it's not a whole food. It's the pulp is taken out typically.
Exactly.
And it was meant to be eaten as a whole thing. Not to say that you can't juice to get the nutrients, but you still need that fiber and,
right.
And
I mean,
protein.
The fact, again, eating a lot of junk food, that's a problem. A lot of junk foods, a lot of
boxed, processed
food,
yep.
Processed foods, they cause problems. Not only for your teeth, and again, everything starts in your mouth, people have to realize, and then it just goes down from there. I mean, it literally goes down from there.
I remember taking an anatomy and physiology class back in the day, and I was very fortunate and blessed the people who donated their bodies to science. I actually did it with cadavers, and it was absolutely amazing. But there was a gal in my class who was on a path to get her nursing degree, and she just honestly did not understand why she needed to take chemistry before she took nutrition.
Right.
And I'm like, well, everything that hits your mouth is a chemical reaction, honey.
Exactly.
So we need to be aware of this, and gosh, it's just incredible how it is a downward spiral or an upward spiral just on the choices that we make from moment to moment on what we put in our mouths.
Exactly. And one more thing, if since we're giving numbers out, you know, Center for Disease Control, they said that if all physically inactive Americans become active, it could save about $55 billion in annual medical costs.
$55 billion?
Right. Just people exercising, getting in shape.
Wow. Right. Wow.
You know, you heard about General Motors going out of business?
Uh-huh.
Years ago, they came back again, but it was using an example that the medical cost for General Motors employees increased from like $2,200 to $3,700 per year just because the body mass index was higher.
Wow.
So the fatter employees led to more medical costs, and significant medical costs. We're talking $1,500 a year more costing companies to provide medical care. And, I mean, if you look at the big picture, everything is connected. I mean, from our economy to just related to our health, to our diet.
Well, we're all connected, you know, through our energy, and we were talking about yesterday emoting into the world, you know, whether we're emoting at a really low frequency or really high frequency. And that is affected, of course, by our health. If we don't feel good, then we're going to be emoting at a lower level, and that affects the world. It suppresses higher energy and everybody winning.
Exactly.
It's a mindset. It's a physical health thing. It's a spirit thing. And, you know, by taking care of yourself, starting with your mouth, it all, like you said, it's all connected. And
exactly. To prevent things, especially for young kids, it's calcium intake is significant, especially during the developmental ages. So parents should be aware that young kids need to have a high level of calcium intake, drinking milk versus, or even from like soy milk or different things that have, or beans, things like that have a lot of calcium, could definitely help the kids in the early stages to make sure they have good, strong teeth.
It's so vital that we set our kids up for success and with healthy eating habits from the get-go so they don't have one more thing to overcome in their 30s and 40s.
Exactly.
There's enough to deal with, folks. So, obviously, cutting down or decreasing, eliminating processed foods, especially the 17 teaspoon Cokes and Gatorades, and getting regular hygiene checkups with someone like yourself who's a highly qualified dentist and has a great practice right here in our own Ventura County. And people from all over the place fly in to see you, so even outside of Ventura County. What else can we do?
Again, making sure you have good diet, brushing and flossing, obviously, on routine basis, at least twice a day, and using fluorinated toothpaste, and just seeing the dentist or me regularly. That would definitely, it all starts with preventive.
Well, we've got to take care of ourselves, folks, and start with one thing. Start with one thing. Don't try to eat the whole elephant at one time. Start with one thing. Do it well for 30, 60 days, and then add something else or take away something else and put something healthy in its place.
Exactly, because you could overwhelm yourself if not used to having a good diet. So as you said, cut one thing out every week. Cut down soda. Cut down, you know, refined desserts or what have you, sugary candy or cookies. And it will slowly add up.
It all helps. And when you, as our listeners, do these things to optimize your life, you automatically make the world a better place. Dr. Mansourian, as always, a fantastic guest and full of information and optimize our wellness. Are you still offering that $1,500 off for all the listeners if they would like to widen and straighten and brighten their smile?
We're still doing that.
It's awesome.
A special that we have for all the radio listeners for Invisalign. If you're planning on straightening your teeth, which affects your function and the position of your teeth and also makes them straight to look beautiful.
Just like mine.
Exactly, just like you. We have that. And we also have a special offer. It's $99 for people who don't have insurance that need to get their checkup, get their teeth cleaned, and also we provide whitening. So it's a full package for all the radio listeners. I think a lot of people are taking advantage of that, especially nowadays that people are losing benefits. I hear all the time people say, I don't go to a dentist because I don't have insurance. So we're trying to make it affordable.
And that includes...
get their checkups done.
That includes the x-rays. It includes the cleaning.
Exactly. And whitening.
And the whitening.
Exactly.
For $99. Incredible. There are no excuses, especially when you look at over time, if you don't get it done, it will exponentially increase your health care costs if you do not take care of yourself. So $99 special is a great way to make an investment in optimizing your wellness. So again, thank you, doctor, and let's talk soon. I appreciate you so much.
No problem.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. Today is Wellness Day, and we were just talking with our good friend and sponsor, Dr. Mansourian. We're going to go to break for our Shiro spot. Our next guest is actually going to honor a Shiro in her life, and then we will get to chatting with her. It's going to be Devin Combs, who's an equine gestalt coach, and she is helping teens, especially with eating disorders with horses. So I think it's going to be a fun conversation, high energy, high information, high values. So be sure to listen. Maybe you're not going through it, but maybe someone will come across your path that will. So stay tuned. In just a moment, we'll come back with Connect with Kimberly Reed on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM, KKZZ. Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others? Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe every woman deserves to have a life coach so she can live an extraordinary life with purpose and passion. Go to toolsforbetterliving.com, that's toolsforbetterliving.com, to complete a short application for consideration. And we're back here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. It is an honor and a pleasure to bring great wellness tips to you every week. Once a week, of course, we cover wellness, we cover relationships, we cover life balance, we cover money, career, business, and we cover the most important thing is spirit and connecting to that spirit. So we have a Shiro spot today, as always, at 1:30-ish. And today, our second guest is going to give us her Shiro, and then we will get to know Miss Devin Combs. Are you on the radio, Miss Devin?
Yes, I'm here, Kimberly.
Fantastic. Welcome to the airwaves, babe.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So who would you like to recognize as your Shiro today? Who's made a difference in your life, honey?
Well, today my Shiro is actually my younger sister.
Wow, very nice.
Her name is Darian Combs, and today is actually her birthday.
Oh, bud.
22, and she also today turned in her 150-page thesis for college on the sexual registry of offenders across the U.S.
Wow.
From all different viewpoints. So I really commend her in bringing awareness to a topic, and she's an inspiration to me.
Sounds like she's an inspiration to not only you, but to several other people, too.
Yeah, so even though she's younger than I, she is certainly my Shiro, and there are many young women out there that I just am constantly in awe of.
Well, I we'll talk about more of this about in just a minute, but there is a level of consciousness that and awareness that is coming up quicker and quicker, and it is very exciting that women are young women, older women, we're all stepping into claiming our power, and I could not be more excited about that.
I'm with you 100% on that, Kimberly.
We are speaking with Devin Combs today on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show, and Devin is the founder and CEO of Beyond the Arena, LLC. Devin is a respected lifelong horsewoman who has a passion for empowering girls and women to uncover their greatness through connection with horses. Fabulous. She specializes in coaching girls and women who are struggling with eating disorders through the self-discovery process. She has a four co-horse coaches, and they range from half Mustang, half Missouri Foxtrotters to former barrel racing paint horses and even a retired English jumping champion. So Devin is a graduate of the internationally recognized Touched by a Horse certification program, which is Equine Gestalt Coaching Method in a U.S. Pony Club alumni. Let's see, Outward Bound Instructors Course Graduates, Certified Horsemanship Association Rider Instructor Levels 1 and 2. My goodness, she's got a ton of learning behind her. She's also the founding member of Women Empowering Women Seminars, which provides seminars dedicated to inspiring women of all ages on numerous topics. Devin is also an active mentor for at-risk youth at Zuma's Rescue Ranch in Littleton, Colorado. Devin's experienced horsemanship skills combined with Gestalt technique and somatics skills enable her clients to benefit from her coaching and take their aha moments beyond the arena and into their daily lives. Please welcome, of all my listeners, please welcome Devin Combs. Thank you for sharing your Shiro for us to begin with. So how in the world did you start a career of in coaching with horses? That's not your usual gig.
Yeah, you don't hear that every day. That's
no.
For sure. Well, my bio did describe, I did grow up with horses. So I was very blessed in that aspect. And I grew up in the traditional riding and jumping and showing world. And then really my passion for working with women with eating disorders was as a result of my own eating disorder, which started in my late teens, around 18 years old, and into my early 20s. So I went through an inpatient treatment center in Arizona that actually had equine therapy as one of their healing modalities, and hands down, it was the most effective modality for my personal recovery from bulimia. But also, it was just amazing, Kimberly, to watch the other women there respond to the horses. And it was just an incredible treatment for these women. So literally, I found my calling through that therapy firsthand, and I turned around and said, this is what I want to do. I have found my passion in life, and it's working with horses and helping people recover with eating disorders.
Well, quite frankly, we typically find our passion and our purpose through trials and tribulations, so to speak. That's just kind of the way life works, and it's amazing what happens when you claim it like that and the power that comes with it versus running away from it and going, no, I don't want to do that. But
yes. Yes, it took many years and many different forms of therapy and coaching and treatments. But when I uncovered this, I just
connected.
It was like the light went off. So I have no regrets. My path has definitely led me to where I am now, and for a reason.
Now, why do you think, outside of all the other therapies that you tried, why was the horse therapy most effective for you?
For me, I've always been an experiential learner. So what that means is I've always been a smart person, but I just couldn't learn the traditional way in school through, you know, reading through textbooks and sitting in a chair all day. Really, for me to learn something and integrate it, I needed to physically do it and experience it. So with the horses, it is an experiential learning because you're interacting with a 1,200-pound animal. And really, you can't not be fully present and aware. And it taught me so many lessons about living in my body and living in the present moment. And the horses are incredibly intuitive and just could really tap into my source of pain and really allow me to be authentic in their presence, which I didn't feel in anywhere else in my life.
Well, a horse doesn't typically judge.
Like, yeah, they're very non-judgmental.
Very non-judgmental.
Exactly. Yes. That's such a big piece of why they're incredibly effective in the coaching, because they actually encourage people to let down their wall and just be real. I mean, the horse, they don't care what you look like. They don't care what clothes you're wearing. They don't care, you know, how big your butt is. They just want you. And that is the brilliance of working with horses in this modality.
Incredible. Incredible. So it brings to point, you know, we put all of these pressures on ourselves. I mean, certainly, especially for women, I mean, we do feel better if we fix our hair and put on some makeup and have our nails done and all those girly girl things that we can do. But who are we really? And when we can live authentically and feel how that would feel like through, you know, the modality of working with horses, God, what a freeing experience.
Oh, totally. Really, Kimberly, for the first time in my life, when I was in the round pen with the horse during my own treatment of my eating disorder, it was the first time I really felt it was okay to just be me and to not have to put on a show, to not have to act a certain way, try and please everyone around me. I could just let that all go. And I just cried and melted into this horse while he stood there, and my tears went all over him. And this horse just embraced me for who I was. And I saw that with other women in my treatment center as well. So it was just mind-boggling and so inspiring.
So, Kit, do you mind if we ask you, and certainly feel free to say no, I mean, but what was it that caused you to have an eating disorder? Did you feel out of control? Did you feel like you had to put on airs and that was a way for you to control that?
You know, a lot of it during my teenage years, and I know this is really universal, is external validation. And when I was in high school, I went on a really extreme diet to try and fit into my prom dress. And I lost 20 pounds in 5 weeks. And it was just, I felt so incredibly powerful. And yes, it was a horrific way to do it. But I barely ate. But the external validation, just everywhere I went, was so, I don't know, just, wow, you look great. You look great. It made me almost feel, wait, did I not look good before? And it just became addictive to receive that kind of feedback. So lo and behold came prom, and I was so hungry I spent the whole night eating. And then I couldn't stop after that. My body was craving it. And then I tried to fight it by binging and purging. So it was a horrible cycle. I ended up in two psychiatric treatment centers for attempting suicide. I mean, I really hit a rock bottom.
Well, fortunately, you found rock bottom and you just didn't keep on going.
Yes.
Because some people feel like they never hit rock bottom, so they keep on going.
I know it. I know it. I'm very fortunate for how it all turned out. But my mission now is just to shed light on sometimes you don't have to go all the way down. You can start using tools and incorporating new ways of living where you are now, you know, so somebody doesn't have to go down a horrific road.
Well, and I think that just as humans being, we need to be aware of those around us who are struggling, whether it is with this addiction, bulimia, anorexia, or if it's another addiction, just to have our eyes open and be fully present when people come into our lives and how can we serve those people? Because I believe that all the people that come into our lives, they're there for a reason, either as a mirror to ourselves and our own inner work, or as a way to serve those people. Or both, so that, you know, we're constantly aware of each other and taking care of each other, because like we were talking about in the first half of the hour, we're all connected. You know, we're connected to mind, body, and spirit in ourselves. We're connected in the world. And when we realize that connection, that, you know, we're all dealing with the same crud. That was one of the things that came out of this last weekend when I was at the Life Directions from Peak Potentials, is there was this activity that we had to They call it mind frick. It's all those crazy voices in our heads that say, you can't do it, you're not worthy, I procrastinate too much, you know, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money. You know, all the crazy thoughts that run through our head that are unbeneficial to us and keep us from being very productive and effective in a beneficial way in this world. And so it was like when 14 of us in a group were going around telling each other our mind frick, and it was like, gosh, I think we've heard this from the last person before. We like all have the same junk. Wow, yeah. What a revelation is that. And if we can start having more of those aha moments like you talked about and start realizing, you know, person down the street making 6, 7, 8 figures, or, you know, the other side of the street making 4 or 5 figures, we all have the same stuff. We all have the same fears. We all have, you know, the same tendencies toward addiction. But are we letting those get in our own way and keeping us from serving the people that we're supposed to serve, our mission on this planet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love that. And I especially love the name of your show.
Oh, thanks.
With Kimberly Reed, because I believe truly what helps heal people that I work with is the connection to others, connection to their body, connection to the horses. So that's a big word for me, and I throw it out there as much as I can.
Well, and again, it's at the end of our lives, we're not wishing that necessarily that we had that, you know, one more BMW or one more house, but who are the people around us? Who have we affected in our life? What legacy are we leaving as we leave this world? And as it boils down to, it is about the connection. It is about the relationships, business, personal, intimate. We have to have that connection, and that fills our wellness well. It helps our health. And you see those people who don't have anybody and how lonely they are and how that affects their health and how they choose to eat at that, you know, when they are feeling bad about themselves. It's all intertwined. It is all intertwined.
I agree. And it's the shame and the secrecy that really haunts people with eating disorders. So to shine light on the struggle and bring awareness to it and talk to other people that have been through it. I mean, that's a passion of mine, bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
And when some of these young girls look around a circle and see girls that are older than them that have been struggling with this for years, you know, they don't want to be there when they're in their 30s or 40s.
With their hair thinning because of lack of nutrition, or their oral hygiene deficient because of the lack of nutrition. I mean, there's so many things that can happen with eating disorders. Devin, we get to take a break and honor our sponsor, so hold on just a moment, and we'll be back here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. Devin Combs, who is an equine coach for teens and women with eating disorders, will be returning with us and give us some points to ponder when we return on the Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show, and we are here with our guest, Devin Combs, who is an equine horsewoman extraordinaire, empowering girls and women to uncover their greatness through connection with horses. So you have, you're the oldest of 4 children, and you mentioned one of your sisters, but you have one other sister, and they have impacted your mission to empower young women
starting at a very young age. I absolutely love that because we both have the same mission of empowering women especially and balancing out the energy in this world that has been a little male dominated for quite a while. So what does your horse co-facilitate the self-discovery process with the client? How does that happen?
Good question. I'm going to paint the picture for you.
Please paint us a great picture.
Yes. So I consider the horses part of my healing team, and they are my co-facilitators in the work.
I love that.
So, yeah, they're not a tool. They are a very active part of the process. So when I'm working with a client, I am usually in an arena, and the horse oftentimes, I'll just let the horse loose in the arena with the client, depending on the situation. And the horse gives me feedback as to what they're picking up from that client's energy and vibration. So how horses survive in the wild, to break it down, they're prey animals. So they live from their bodies. And it's almost a sixth sense they have. If they sense something isn't right, they're going to move away from it or act accordingly to protect themselves. So if I have a client in an arena,
there's a lesson right there.
Yeah, no kidding, right? I tell you, these horses, they have taught me so much. But if the client's standing in the arena, and first of all, I pick up a lot on their body language, as the horse does too. If the client's kind of shoulders hunched over, looking at the ground, shuffle in the dirt with their feet and saying, oh, yeah, I'm fine. You know, I don't really know why I'm here. You know, I'm fine. I don't need this. I'll be watching the horse, and the horse will pick up on the incongruency, which a lot of eating disorder clients don't own their feelings because they don't know how to recognize what's going on inside them. So the horse may get as far away from as possible from this human. And I'll just start asking coaching questions for the client as I'm observing the horse's feedback, just saying, you know, what do you notice about the horse? What's going on in your body? What shift is going on? And it's amazing, Kimberly, when a client starts to get in touch with literally what's eating them up inside and can start to put words to it, the horse picks up on that shift in the client's energy, and a lot of times we'll walk right up to the client and just put their head right into their chest or to the place where the client needs healing. I mean, these animals are incredibly intuitive and gifted, and I've seen it time and time again. And I'm just there facilitating while the horse is really doing the work.
So obviously they're very intuitive. That blows my mind. I mean, I think about what was coming to my mind was when I am interacting with animals that I don't necessarily know, but because I have a background in Reiki and I have done quite a bit of work on myself, a lot of times, I'm recalling one of my friends who had a dog pass away last year, and she let her two dogs out of her car, and one of them immediately came over to me and just kind of sidled up next to me. And I just reached down and I just felt like the dog needed, you know, a healing touch. And it was so funny. She would come back and she would let me touch her, like, on her side, on her rib, and then she would walk away and back to her owner, and then she would come back looking for that same touch again. And she just allowed me to lay my hand on her side for moments at a time, you know, 30, 40 seconds to, you know, maybe even a minute and a half, and just, you know, and I just sent her love and just said that it was okay to let her friend go. And it was just really interesting. It was completely bizarre, but it happens more and more. And again, you know, noticing that connection with this and what we're emoting out is just, it's incredible what we can do as human beings, and to tap into that and work together with our animal friends as well as our human friends to bring healing to our world.
Oh, and I love that picture you just painted. And my hunch is that was probably a mutual healing between you and the dog.
Could have been.
Kind of a two-way street how that works with animals, in my belief.
Could have been. So are your horses, can you tell if they're happy doing this work?
You know, not all horses are meant to do this work.
I would guess.
Yep. So, as you mentioned, I do work with a couple of ex-race horses that are on my team. I work with a horse that used to be a former jumping champion. And how I see it is they really show up. They step up to do the work.
Hmm.
So it's almost like they're putting their hoof in the air, saying, I don't want to do necessarily the competitive horse showing anymore. This is where I want to be, is with humans in this kind of setting. So, yeah, I do an interview with the horse before mm-hmm. I'll put them in an arena with a client, and that's making sure that the horse isn't so bomb-proof, so to speak, or broken that they don't have the sensitivities to pick up on a client's energy. So it does take a certain type of horse that wants to do the work.
There's a lot of life lessons in what you just said, too, Devin, that, you know, when people are willing to show up and be fully present, how often are those people really successful in business or in whatever their mission is? Because they do put their hoof or their hand in the air.
Yeah. Yep, and it's their calling.
And they're aligned with their calling, absolutely. Incredible. So what tools can someone take away after coaching with Beyond the Arena and the horses?
Well, the reason I really love coaching, and I am a coach, not a therapist, but the coaching really allows the client to tap into their own wisdom. So it's not my job to sit there and dish out advice to these clients. I really believe that they have the wisdom within them, and that comes up through the coaching questions, through the horse pantomiming what the client's energy is. I mean, it's really a beautiful piece of work is how I put a session. So tools that clients can take away are things such as learning to be present in the present moment. A lot of time with eating disorders, you know, we're thinking, oh, my God, I blew that diet last weekend. I got to beat myself up. Or, oh, my God, I'm going to start this new diet next week. I mean, and I think this is almost for everyone. It's so hard to be in the present moment. But with horses, they bring us to the present. They are a 1,200-pound animal, and you have to be aware to stay safe around them.
It's very true. And again, being present in your life is absolutely huge. And you become more centered. You get to live more authentically without the facades of fear, limiting beliefs, social beliefs, social conditioning, mirroring, you know, family conditioning. You get to just be you. And it's a very freeing experience when you have those moments of clarity where you just get to be you. And
exactly.
It's just a beautiful thing, folks. I can't encourage you enough. If I could reach out, hug you, shake you, whatever is necessary for you to live an authentic and beautiful life, whether it is through horse coaching, whether it is through one-on-one coaching with an NLP expert like myself, whether it is through group coaching, you know, whatever is going to work for you to help you peel back those layers and help you to shine more brightly is what we want for you. I mean, there are literally thousands of people that are stepping into the coaching arena, so to speak, and wanting to lift people up and empower them and inspire them and show them how to live authentically. It's mind-boggling and exciting to know that people around the world. I mean, I even met a Pakistani last year who is empowering people in his own country through NLP and through hypnotherapy and different modalities that way. I mean, they're literally all over the world ready to help raise your vibrational energy, help you to feel great so that you can in turn help others to feel great. It's a beautiful cycle, folks. It's a beautiful cycle. Devin, thank you so much for being on our show today. I understand that this was your premiere launch in your radio career.
It was, and I told Kimberly before the show, authentically, I'm a little nervous. This is my first radio show, but thank you for the opportunity, and if people want more information, please do go to my website at www.beyondthearena.com, and there are some great resources there for people struggling with eating disorders and where they can go for help. So,
BeyondTheArena.com is Devin Combs, the founder and CEO of Beyond the Arenas LLC, Equine Coaching, so check it out. And as always, toolsforbetterliving.com is here to serve you with a myriad of tools to help you launch into greater and greater frequency of your living authentically and daring to be more brilliant. So thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow is another extraordinary day, so join us again at 1 o'clock Pacific here on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being